You have the floor, Ambassador.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, I join other delegations in thanking you for your leadership in guiding our deliberations in a positive direction and for allowing this discussion under Agenda Item 2. I'm taking the floor on this thematic discussion to recall the long-standing and consistent position of Sri Lanka as a non-nuclear weapons state that has always advocated for a nuclear weapons-free world. Key involvements of Sri Lanka in global nuclear disarmament discourse include the active role it played as chair of the Non-Aligned Movement in 1978 in proposing the first ever UNGA special session dedicated to disarmament, and the contribution made by the late Ambassador Jayantha Dhanapala, both as president of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Extension and Review Conference in 1995, and later as the Under-Secretary General on Disarmament Affairs from 1998 to 2003. Mr. President, it is deeply concerning that in the current geopolitical context, threats are being heard of the possible use of nuclear weapons. I wish to recall here the ICJ advisory opinion of 1996 on the legality of the threat or use of nuclear weapons, where its Vice President Justice C.J. Veeramanthri opined that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons is illegal in any circumstance whatsoever, and that it violates the fundamental principles of international law and represents the very negation of the humanitarian concerns which underlie the structure of humanitarian law. He furthermore emphasized that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons contradicts the fundamental principle of the dignity and worth of the human person on which all law depends, and endangers the human environment in a manner which threatens the entirety of life on the planet. Mr. President, Sri Lanka signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1968 and the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty in 1996. Sri Lanka's involvement with nuclear science and technology began in 1957 when it became a founder member of the International Atomic Energy Agency and has been engaging in promotion of the safe, secure, and peaceful use of nuclear technologies. As a pioneer supporter of nuclear weapons-free zones, Sri Lanka actively contributed to the declaration issued at the NAM summit held in Cairo in 1964 in favor of global denuclearized zones. We are waiting for tangible forward movement with regard to designating specific zones as nuclear weapons-free. Last year was significant for Sri Lanka as we yet again demonstrated our commitment to nuclear disarmament when we ratified the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and acceded to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Sri Lanka is pleased to have been selected to host the Integrated Field Exercise in 2025, and we are currently working with CTBTO in relation to its preparatory work. Mr. President, in the background of strong advocacy for nuclear disarmament in international fora, it is a matter of deep concern to my delegation that we seem to be sliding back in our collective commitment to ensure a world free of nuclear weapons. We are equally concerned that this conference has not been able to advance on negotiations for the early conclusion of a comprehensive convention on nuclear disarmament as mandated by the UNGA. Non-proliferation and global disarmament efforts require a collective approach based on genuine dialogue to reach a common understanding and to adopt effective measures aimed at nuclear disarmament. While reiterating that our ultimate goal is to make the world free of nuclear weapons, Sri Lanka calls upon all countries to consider with sincerity the possible ways of addressing gaps in the nuclear disarmament agenda in order to preserve international peace and security. I thank you.